Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karen? Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know. The call dropped.
Well, no, you didn't hear me say I'm here earlier, so I called back in.
Oh, no, I didn't hear you. So, look, I'm going to take one. Can you do me a favor? Can you hang up? Can you hang up both lines and call back in again? Because I got you on two spots.
All right.
Thank you. Karen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ananeke orabaka she de korabaka de. Maneneke ushabaka de orabaka she. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we appreciate you. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you this morning. Karen?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got you now. Hallelujah. Father, we just adore you and we bless you this morning. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. I bless your holy name this morning, oh God. I thank you that you are Lord, you are King, you are Shepherd. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing on Bible Storyland this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God. We thank you this morning that you are truly King. You are truly Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, oh Lord, our strength. We give you praise and thanksgiving this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for everything that you're doing. On our behalf, we bless you, O God. We praise you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are King and you are Lord. You are Shepherd, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you have joined us this morning. O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for everything you're doing on our behalf. O Lord, we just praise your name. We bless your name this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you this morning, oh God, that we serve a great God like you. Oh, we praise your name, we praise your name, we praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we bless you as King. We bless you as Lord. We bless you as Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy glorious name. You are awesome in all your ways. Oh, God, we just come this morning to say hallelujah to our great and mighty King, the great God that you are, the mighty King, the great Creator. Oh, we honor you. Good morning. This is Sister G.
Oh, hi, Sister G. I was just about to call. Sorry, with my daughter's birthday cake.
All right.
Anyway, you want me to call in now?
Yeah, and press 1, please.
Okay, just press 1.
After you listen to the prompt, press 1. Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan, oh God. Father, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I thank God for each of you. Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. I thank God for his word. His word is holy. I thank God for the great God that he is. He's a mighty God. He's a great king. He's awesome in all his ways. And, you know, his word is holy. He honors his word above his name. And I thank God for Jesus this morning. We're going to be reading John 17 this morning. John chapter 17, verses 1 through verses 26. You know, God's word is so honorable. And there's so much in the word. There's healing in the word. Oh, there's so much in the word of God. I can't begin to tell you. There's so much. After saying this, you know, Jesus prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for us, the church. After saying this, Jesus looked up into the heaven and said, Father, it is time. Father, it is time. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yoko Sheba Kade. Oh, he said in his word, Father, it is time. Yoko Sheba Kade. The time is here. Give your son glory so that your son can give you glory. After all, you've given him authority over all humanity in the name of Jesus so that he can give eternal life, so that all you eternal life to all those you gave him. This is eternal life, to know you, the only true God. We thank God this morning for his word and Jesus Christ whom you sent. On earth, I have given you glory by finishing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, give me glory in your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the word of God continues to say, now, Father God, give me glory in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world existed. I made your name known to the people you have given me. They are from this world. They belong to you, Father God, and you gave them to me. They did what you told them. Now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. Because I gave them the messages that you gave me, they have ascended in the name of Jesus. They have ascended this message, Yoko Shebaka, and they know for sure that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm praying for the world, but for those you gave me. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you gave me, because they are yours. Excuse me. Everything I have is yours, and everything you have is mine. Excuse me. I have been given glory by your people. You have given me. I won't be in the world much longer. But they are in the world, and I am coming back to you. Holy Father, keep me safe by your power, the power of your name, the name that you gave me, so that their unity may be like ours. While I was with them, I kept them safe by the power of your name, the name that you gave me. I watch over them, and none of them except one person became lost. So the scripture came true. But now, Father, I am coming back to you. I say these things while I am still in there. Excuse me. That while I'm still in the world, so they will have the same joy that I have. I have given them your message, but the world has hated them because they don't belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil one. They don't belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Use the truth to make them holy. Your words are truth. I have sent them into the world the same way you sent me into the world. I am dedicating myself to this holy work. I am doing this so they too will use the truth to be holy. I am not praying only for them. I'm praying for those who believe in me through their message. I pray that all these people continue to have unity in the way that you, Father, and I are in me and I am in you. I pray they may be united with us so that the world will believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me. I did this so that they are united in the same way. I am in them and you are in me. So they are completely united. In this way, the world knows that you have sent me and that you have loved them in the same way that you love me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me, to be where I am. I want them to see my glory, which you gave me because you love me before the world was made. Righteous Father, the world didn't know you, yet I knew you, and these disciples have known that you sent me. I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love you have for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Hallelujah. I praise and thank God for his holy word. His word is holy. His word is honorable. God honors his word above his name. Oh, so thank you this morning for being on with us in Bible Storyland. We're rejoicing in our great God this morning. We are thankful. This is Joyful Praise Day. We have a great show planned for you this morning. We have some awesome, mighty people of God on with us this morning. We are rejoicing because our God is merciful. Our God is so merciful. The Lord is our strength and song, and it is become our salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Well, we have a great speaker on this morning, but before she comes on, Karen Itell is going to play a song of praise just before I introduce our speaker. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Is it cold in Houston?
It was earlier this week, but now it's kind of, I would say, chilled, but not cold.
Amen. What you going to play for us this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
we live in a world where there are many legal attacks coming against God's people. When we are living for the Lord, we can, excuse me, and the enemy cannot get a foothold in our lives. He may attempt to penetrate the peace of your house with legal arrows. The devil is a legalist, and he uses the spirit of litigation to oppress the righteous. He is the accuser of the brethren. And you know what? Accuser, the word accuser in the Greek is kategorio, which means to be plaintiff, the one making a complaint. It also means to charge with an offense and to always object. The devil is a legalist, and when he is offended, he will always object to those who are righteous. If you are doing anything for Jesus, your name will continually be in the mouths of evil people. Through the devil's accusations, though the devil's accusations begins in the spirit, they will eventually manifest in the natural. They come to distract, to take away the spiritual breath of God's people. Well, this morning, we have a mighty woman of God with us. Our speaker today is a very mighty woman of God, as I said. She knows God. She's been tried. She has tried over 49 injury trials in her career. She knows the accuser of the brethren, and she fights against him. She knows the one who has all power, and she counsels with him to help people in cases that she handles. She has been licensed to practice law by the Supreme Court of Florida since 1999. She began her career at the Public Defender's Office in Jacksonville, Florida. Attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters has handled thousands of cases covering misdemeanors and felonies. These types of cases have include charges such as theft, driving under the influence of domestic battery, child molestation, armed robbery, sale of cocaine, second-degree murder, manslaughter, and numerous other charges. It was upon receiving clear instructions from God that attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters opened her law firm, Rhonda Peoples Waters, PA. Today, we are grateful that attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters is on with us live this morning. She's also at her daughter's birthday sleepover. So I'm shouting out to Jasmine this morning. Happy birthday, Jasmine, and all the ladies that are there.
Hello. Look, I have them in a different room so you all can at least hear me, but thank you. I'll make sure she knows that.
All right. How are you this morning, woman of God?
I am blessed. Thank you so much. And you, I thank you for allowing me to come on here.
Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to come on with us.
Yes, bless you all. Anytime we can praise his name and share his word.
Amen. So just let the Lord have his way as you speak.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll tell you that we're living in some times where obviously we know that we really need, you know, God's mighty hand on our justice system. We need him to just show his way, make sure that we see, you know, his righteousness just fall down the way that we know that it, you know, it should and it can. But we have before us, you know, some very high-profile cases, and I would just, you know, remind our listeners that although one case may be in the media or one or two in the media, you know, this is occurring every day, and especially in the halls of the Duval County Courthouse. So we really just need to ask for our prayers. We need to ask that our listeners not just be listeners but be participators, you know, in what we believe is God's justice system, and making sure that we participate maybe by even coming to the courthouse and seeing for yourself, you know, what is occurring. I'll tell you, it's something to walk into that courthouse every day and see largely, you know, black males, you know, coming in and out of this system. And a lot of it, obviously, is because of the wrong decisions and just unwise decisions that they have made. So we need to be praying for their wisdom. And a lot of it is based on what we know is injustice. So we really have to make sure that, you know, our prayers come from both sides to attack that. And there's an article that is the front page of the Florida Times Union today from Judge Henry Davis, and it's just so timely because he says he doesn't care if he loses his job. He wants, you know, people to know that he's tired of sitting on this juvenile bench and seeing our young men throw away their lives, you know, like this. And he sees it in numbers probably more so than any of us. So we really got to ask for some prayers as we deal with the way that our young people are making decisions and this justice system that, you know, has very little mercy based on what we know, you know, God says should be applied.
And, Amen.
Yes, Sister G, so I really would tell you, you know, walking in there every day has had a true impact on my life, and that's why I say I invite people to come so that they can see it themselves and just watch it unfold. And I assure them that, you know, if they see it themselves, whether it's your son or your daughter, your nephew, you know, you'll get involved and you'll say, well, you know, is there any way that I can lend a hand to our young people? And many of them aren't gaining what they need to gain at home. And so it's so sad because we expect them to understand what they need to do in society, but we forget that they learn that based on what's happening in the home. Now, all of these young people aren't missing those factors at the home, but many of them are, and that's why we're in this circumstance. So Judge Davis mentions, you know, one young man that he saw in court this week, and I was actually in court with him, you know, just hair really long and pants hanging down, you know, to his knees. And he said, you know, basically, if you don't cut your hair, you don't pull up your pants, you're going to either be in jail or you're going to be dead. And, you know, it's just not the future that you want for yourself. And we have to make sure that our young people understand that this is not about us at this time. You know, it's just about God's will for their future, and making sure that they understand what God's promise is to them. And sometimes, you know, if they haven't been taught that at home, they have no idea what God's promise is to them. And they think that their God's promise is, you know what, if I sell some drugs, you know, I can make me some fast and easy money, and I'm going to be okay in this life. And I can tell many of them are just turning that way because they don't know better or they think that it's an easier route. But we've got to make sure that they understand that they have these, you know, more plentiful and options that are going to be much more prosperous and virtuous, even if it's not monetarily. But we've got to instill that spirit in them of waiting and humility. And that spirit just isn't in many of our young people at this time. So, yes. Sister D, you jump in at any time or let me know what your thoughts are.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one of my main messages. I've been speaking about the young people and, you know, training them up in the way that they should go. And parents, I've been teaching this on the radio for quite a while. Parents have a responsibility. God has charged us to teach them from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed. When I was growing up, the whole neighborhood looked out for us. It wasn't just one or, you know, person in the home. It wasn't just one teacher, but everybody spoke the same thing. We grew up being taught right from wrong. We grew up being corrected, you know, in the neighborhood. Every neighbor could correct us. And, you know, I have this, I just opened my Bible to a passage right now in the back of my Bible. It says parental duties. And the parental duties is teach the children, Deuteronomy 6:7. It's also to train the children, Proverbs 22:6, to provide for our children, 2 Corinthians 12:14, to nurture the children, Ephesians 6:4, to control. And this is where a lot of parents, they think they're supposed to control their children. They just go in Walmart and the children knock stuff down, or they steal stuff. They eat stuff, you know, that they're not supposed to. So control the children. 1 Timothy 3:4, to love their children. Titus 2:4, and also correction, the correction of the children and the instruction of the children. Correction, there are so many scriptures on correction of the children. Nowadays people say, I can't do nothing with them. They're 2 years old. You know, they used to tap our hands. They would just smack our little hand when we do the wrong thing. They say, don't touch that, and don't touch the heater. Don't touch that on the table. They smack your little hand. It didn't kill us. It helped us know that there are things that we can't do. You know, a lot of children nowadays, they can do any and everything they want. So by the time they get to you, they have done so much wrong, and they don't even know. I meet them on the street. I'm praying for young men and young women on the street all the time. And they're just like lost. They're like, oh, I didn't know. I see them on the street. The curfew is not being enforced.
Right.
You know, they rip and run. You know, I tutor children, and I'm telling their parents all the time, feed them healthy. You know, a lot of times they're getting Ritalin in the school. So when they get out of school, they can't get Ritalin. It's already in their system, and they need something. So, hey, they're already drugged up. So when they come to you, look at them, and you're saying, well, you know, what's wrong? They're drugged up.
Right.
They've been drugged up, and they need something on the street now that they're out of school. So they're going looking for illegal stuff. I read an article long ago that said that the children are taking their parents' prescriptions. Because they need a high. You know, I appreciate the things you're teaching us, the things you're saying to us, because they're so true. Many of us are not training them. Well, I don't want to abuse my children. Abuse was a word that came up probably in the 80s or 90s. People were not abusing their children. They were correcting them. The Lord said, do not spare the rod. So people took it out of proportion. On their bottom. You know, would you rather the law kill your child, or would you rather spank them while they're, you know, able to be molded and shaped? If you wait till they're 16, no, you can't do nothing with them. But when they're 2 or 3, yeah, you can start correcting them. Start correcting them in the womb. Jump right back in, attorney.
Yes, and that is so true. And I'll tell you, you know, obviously myself, even, you know, just being a single mother, I do not believe that, you know, this is obviously what most of us would choose as far as the parenting plan that is, you know, the 101 parenting plan, what we would want to write a book about for our children. But many of us understand that, you know, we just have to make sure that what we are walking in works. Now, we don't necessarily get to choose all of the directions that we would like to have, or the exact place and the perfect world that we would like, you know, those conditions to bring our children up in. But we have to understand that where we are is what we make it. And what we have to do, even as single parents, is say, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I know with God I'm going to get it done. I don't know how I'm going to make the time to spend time with my children, to spend time with them on homework. And, I've asked myself this question even when I'm going through the campaign and raising my business. How do I, you know, deal with making sure that I don't put up any excuses as to what I am obligated to provide and put in for my own child? And what I, you know, had to do was just really start aligning and prioritizing. And that's what I think many of us kind of, you know, falter and forget, that we want to make money. We do want to pay our bills. But more so than that, we are charged to make sure that our children, you know, get this correct upbringing. Because like you said, if we wait till they're 16, you know, at that time, so much of that molding has already been lost. So we've got to take the time to do that at these ages where they really need us. And you know, the word says that we have to train them up and correct them so that, you know, they can be a benefit and an honor to God, and maybe we can keep them from some of the heartache that they would traditionally go through. So I'll tell you, you know, that's just one of my biggest prayers, is to make sure that we as parents just kind of take a step back and stop, you know, what you're thinking is most important, which is going and, you know, working all crazy hours and paying your bills, and just spend some extra time with our young people because they need us. This world is grabbing at them. You know, I heard some things last night at this sleepover that I'm just raising my eyes saying, Lord, I need you. I need you to protect my child. I need you to protect all of these young ladies that are for some reason thinking that they're going to find this happiness and joy and, you know, some other location or man or material thing versus finding it and building their own self up and their own self-esteem and understand about, you know, how wonderful and mighty this God is that we serve, how wonderful their families are that love them. So I promise you, if we spend our time doing that, that jail will be half full. You know, our courthouse will be half empty, but we've really got to prioritize and do that. And I'll tell you as well, Sister G, I sat in this week on the Marissa Alexander case, which was before, you know, our court system, and her attorneys were asking for a bomb reduction. And we know, obviously, that this case now has national attention because of the shot that she fired that did not injure anybody, but because of its, you know, potential harm to others. And the law, she is sentenced currently right now to 20 years in Florida State Prison. However, she was granted a new trial. And it sends a message to all of us that we really have to be as wise as we can about our decisions. You know, she was in this circumstance to begin with because of some unwise decisions, because of, I believe, her own insecurity at the time and feeling that, you know, a man and his, you know, abuse towards her was worthwhile, and it was something that she was willing to subject herself and her children to for, you know, some time. I mean, this was her husband, and that's why I say that, you know, we got to reach out to our young people early on. I have two big cases that are coming up very soon, which are, you know, somewhat in the same mindset and thought as to what we've come to know with the Marissa Alexander case. I have a Stand Your Ground hearing on Friday that I ask for your prayers on, where a young lady who is a mother of six, she works at UPS, and she was at a store where she was managing as well, a convenience store. So she worked, I'm sorry, I'm leaving outside so you may hear a little bit of noise. But anyway, she's leaving the convenience, she's managing the convenience store, and her mother comes in and attacks her and is very violent and just vicious. And so at some point, my client felt the need to pull out the gun. She did call 911. They had come earlier and left because of her mother's kind of attack. But at this point, she had her kids in, and her mother, you know, admitted that she has been just really a terror on her family, that needs medication, that she's, you know, bipolar. So there are so many issues going on with her mother, but this mother loves her daughter. But at that point in time, she didn't care about her daughter. She was just on a rampage. And she admits that she was going to attack her daughter and wasn't sure what she was going to do, possibly hurt her, you know, and cause serious bodily injury. So bottom line is my client ended up shooting her mother accidentally in the neck, and now she's facing, you know, 20 years on this type of charge, and our prosecutor has decided to, you know, at this point, prosecute her. And we've got to pray, because I certainly would argue that that's an injustice when the mother says, no, my child was standing her ground and defending herself because I was going to attack her, and everybody else sees that. We have video, we have, you know, experts that are going to establish this, other family members that were there. And for some reason, our justice system still says, nope, we don't, you know, listen to this type of evidence. We just basically believe you can't have a gun, and certain people are the only people that can have guns and protect themselves. So anyway,
We have this hearing, which is going to be Friday at 9 o'clock, Friday morning at 9 o'clock before Judge Norton. And we have got to make sure that we stand up for righteousness, even when it's hard. You know, that's what God calls us to do. We do not want everybody to be in this criminal justice system and be, you know, mistreated. We want to make sure that they understand that they can find righteousness and justice in the system that we call a justice system. And it's not just justice for some. It's justice for anybody who, you know, believes that they are in fear for their lives and they righteously, you know, try to deal with other alternatives to keep from firing the gun, and then they figure, well, you know what? This is my last alternative to save my life for this illegal action that's coming up against me. So I pray for our state attorney that she has the wisdom, the understanding to understand that, you know, you just can't move forward and prosecute everybody. You've really got to look at this law and make sure that it's applied righteously to minorities, to women, to everybody the way that it should be applied and not just kind of cold calculating way say, no, you can't have a gun. I don't want guns in that community. It has to be you looking at those exact circumstances and facts and you making a decision that is truly beneficial not only just to this, you know, particular case, but to this community. And it does not send the correct message to this community that you don't believe, you know, a black woman can have the need to defend herself against her mother. You just believe that she should have just called the police. No, her life is worthy of you saying that we have this law in place, or why can it not be applied in this exact circumstance? This is a textbook case of why somebody should be able to stand their ground. She's at her job. She had fired her mom and let her mom go because of some of her actions. My client is here working, doing the best that she can to provide for her six children on a second job, and you mean to tell me that she can't defend herself? So I just really ask for your prayers because we have some serious circumstances going on every day in our court system, and it's not just prayers for, you know, those that are involved in the case. We got to pray for everybody around, the family. We got to pray for the prosecutors that they have, you know, the inner belief to say, I've got to seek justice. I've got to seek truth. And that's what truth is. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to always be the way that you want it to be worked out. But you are charged to find out what is the truth. And once you find out what the truth is, whichever way that truth leads you is what justice will be. So we really ask for your prayers on that, Sister G, and all of your listeners as we, you know, move forward with that case.
All right. I'm going to pray for you now unless you want to say something else before I pray for you.
No, I just thank you so much, and let God just continue to use you. I thank you so much.
I thank God for you. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know you to be a righteous God, a holy God, and we just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you have chosen us for different purposes in life. And I thank you, Father God, for this mighty woman of God, Rhonda People's Waters, oh God, who stands for truth in the court system, oh God. But, Lord, she can't fight the battle alone. We know you to be the great battler. And, Lord, I thank you that she is already armored, already geared up for battle. Oh, Father God, it is truly a battle in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that she has on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Her loins are girded about with truth. Her feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I thank you, in one hand, she has the sword of the Spirit, in the other, she has the shield of faith. And Father God, even before her feet hit the floor in the morning, I thank you that she's saying, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Satan, we put you on notice. Your assignment is broken forever. Every negative verdict settled in the cases that concern the elect, your people, oh God, our children, our women, our young black men, our youth, in the name of Jesus, is overruled and appealed. It is taken to the top of the stairway to heaven, the roosh, to be counted null and void. The high court of creation overrules your decision. Your legal rights have been banned and declared illegal. The judicial punishment of the Most High God is against you. If you are an enemy of Jesus Christ, you will reap the highest penalty in the book of life. The agreement of light is working against you, and all darkness must flee. Only the righteous decision can be made on behalf of God's anointed one in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we hold up Attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters' hands in the spirit, I thank you that you are there with her. You never forsake her. You have never left her. And even as you put her in a mother's womb, up to now, you've been there for her, oh God. You decided what she would be in life in Jesus' name. I thank you that you put a hunger and a thirst for her, oh God, of you. She hungers for you and your righteousness, oh God. And as she stands in the courtroom, I thank you for those holy warring angels, protective angels, shielding her, her daughter, her family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare no weapon that is formed against her will prosper, and every lying tongue that rise up against her shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the people of the Most High God. And, Father God, I lift up our state attorney. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Angela Corey?
Yes.
I lift up our state attorney, Angela Corey, oh, God. Turn her towards you. Give her eyes to see, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let her have your ear. Mokoshe baka. Oh, Father God, we call forth righteousness, peace in our justice system. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the threefold cord of righteousness, justice, and truth. I thank you that those three will prevail. Oh, God, you have a plan. I thank you that you are not asleep, but you know everything ahead of time. You know everything that's going to happen in our justice system. So as your daughter stands on her righteous path daily, oh God, I thank you. Even those days when she felt like, Lord, how will I get to the courtroom today? I don't feel like even going in that direction. I feel like running away from this case. But, Lord, I thank you that when she gets there, you give her victory, oh God. Give her victory in every case. Give her victory with George Norton, oh God. Give him a heart of flesh, oh God. Give him a heart of compassion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for all that you're doing for Attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters and those who are standing with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up any Mokoshe Baka attacks that would try to come against her. Then you, we put you on notice. You have no weapon nor Mokoshe authority over the people of God in Jesus' name. I cover everything concerning her with the blood, her home, her child, herself. In the name of Jesus, those who work in her Mokoshe, in her business, I cover them all with the blood of Jesus. And even, Father God, as she goes in her vehicle, I thank you that she is safe going in, safe coming out everywhere she go. I just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing on her behalf. Even those things that she's not aware of, you're doing on her behalf, that you even hear her inner cries. So, Father God, I thank you today for showing up in the courtroom every time she goes. I thank you for the great preparation you're doing in her for every case. Oh, God, even as she opened your word, show her things, oh, God, to pray, how to pray for every court case, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, for everything on the inside of her that you have done strengthening her. So we bless and honor, and we thank you for what you're doing for your daughter, Rhonda Peoples Waters, and everything concerning her. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. You there?
Amen. Yes, thank you so much. Just wanted to take you off of mute, but thank you so much. Bless you, bless you.
Oh, bless you, and I thank you so much. I know you had a busy day planned, so you tell you the girls and your daughter. You know what? I'm going to have a sleepover coming up. I used to have it years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, called the Holy Ghost Girls, and God
okay.
gave me lessons to teach young women how to be holy, righteous women of God. How to give their bodies
yes.
And one of the scriptures he gave me was 1 Corinthians 7:1, where it says it's
uh-huh.
not good for a man or a woman, and I put a young lady or a young man, to touch any of them. So I'll let you know, so maybe you and your daughter can come sometime. We have mother-daughter sleepovers. I'll let you know about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Praise you for all you do, Sister G.
God bless you, and you all have a great time, and let's tell Jasmine happy birthday and enjoy her birthday.
Amen. Thank you, and thank you to your listeners. Let's keep doing his work. Amen. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I thank God for your patience, Sister Jackie. Sister Jackie is on here this morning. Uh-oh. She was there a minute ago. Oh, there she is. All right, Sister Jackie Travis. All right. How you doing this morning, Jackie?
Oh, busy as ever, but you know how that goes.
Yes.
I'm ready to work for the Lord anytime. It don't matter.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for you. What you going to sing this morning?
This is the day.
All right. Well, you know what? I thank God for Attorney Rhonda Peoples-Waters. She's an attorney here in Jacksonville. And I just thank God for her coming on and the words of wisdom that she gave to us. But you know what? She's fighting a battle, so you all keep her lifted in prayer. Not only her, those attorneys in cities who stand for righteousness. They need us to lift them up in prayer daily. And like she said, visit the courts in your cities. We got people in here from, you know, from all different cities throughout the United States on Bible Storyland today. So let people know in your city, the righteous ones, that you are praying for them. You're interceding for them. All right, Sister Sister Jackie, what you say you're going to sing this morning?
This is the day that the Lord has made.
All right, go right ahead.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. And I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Because this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen.
Amen, amen. This is the day the Lord has made. It is Saturday. It's Joyful Praise Day. And this is the day, and we are rejoicing because the Lord made the day. Yes, he did. He made it. He allowed us to get up out of bed. And you know what? We are grateful to him for what he's doing.
Yes.
He's doing mighty things in the earth realm. So this is the day. Thank you, Sister Jackie. I thank God for Karen's song. What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that he's made, and we are rejoicing in him. Well, we have Minister Donna Hawkins with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you? Uh-oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I got you on mute and didn't even realize it. I apologize.
Good morning, okay.
Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great, great, great. Listen to this. Our church sponsored an international tea last night, so we hosted about 18 churches. Each church had a country that they worked to present information on and then prepare food and serve food from that country. So we had India. We had a wonderful time.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know you all did. Oh, my God. I love those international days where you got food from all different countries, and it's very tasty, too, the recipes that come forth.
Yes, ma'am. We're always doing something.
I tell you what, that's good. There are no idle people in your congregation. They're always, you know, doing things for the Lord.
That's right. That's right. And we thank God for it, too.
Amen, amen. Well, what are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing I Won't Complain.
Amen, and I hope we don't.
No, that's right, that's right. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Then I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain. God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than you or this world could ever be. He's been good to me. He dried all of my tears away. Turned my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain. God has been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than you or this world could ever be. He's been good to me. He dried all my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I won't complain.
Amen, amen. Amen. I tell you, you know what? We don't have anything to complain about. The children of Israel, they complained, and God had given them so much, and they didn't know any better than to complain. They really didn't have anything to complain about. God got them out of bondage.
No, I'm trying to get Derek to sing a solo with this wind, because I don't really want to sing.
Hallelujah. God got them out of bondage, and God did everything for them. They said they wanted meat, he gave them meat. They wanted bread, he gave them bread. He wanted water, he gave everything. God was trying to please them. But, you know, sometimes God can't please human beings. He can, but they don't want him to because they complain. And the complaints get in the way of him loading us up. You know, he loads us up with benefits every day. All we got to do is claim them. But yet we say, oh, Lord, it's a sad day. We get in that depressive state. But, you know, we need to glorify God and praise him. He's already given us a whole earth to enjoy. He makes sure our daily needs are met. We serve an awesome God now. Minister Stacy, are you on this morning? Is that you, Minister Stacy? 63160? Good morning. All right. I guess that's not Minister Stacy this morning. Sorry. I was looking for her to sing this morning. Okay, well, Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise, and we're going to continue on Joyful Praise Day today. What you going to play, Karen?
I am going to do a song called Praise Him, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Amen. I just love to praise the Lord. Go right ahead.
All right.
praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. We got to keep praising the Lord. As I said, today is Joyful Praise Day. We are continually praising our God for his abundant blessings and benefits. He loads us up every day with benefits. He gives us breath to breathe. You know, some people have to be on a respirator to breathe. They can't breathe. Some people got trachs in their neck. They can't breathe on their own. But you know what? We are blessed with the benefit of breath every day. We can breathe. He watch over us every night. I mean, you know, he loads us up with benefits. He gives us the desires of our heart. He even gives us good food to eat. So, you know, Exodus 23:25 says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of us." We take so much for granted, but God truly blesses us every day. Breath in our body. Some people can't move their body. They paralyzed from the neck down. They can't even move. But we're able to get up. We're able to dial the phone. We're able to see, think, smell, taste, touch. He gives us vision. He gives us sound mind, food, money. He protects us as we move about daily in our vehicles or even when we're walking. He takes care of our families. We have so much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. We don't have anything to complain about. We just need to praise our God. We have so much to praise him for. So when you feel like complaining, start praising. Say, "Lord, you awesome. Lord, you great. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I exalt you. Lord, I just praise you. You're so good to me, Lord. Everything you made is good. Lord, I just desire more of you. Lord, your ways are awesome. Lord, you are a good God. Lord, you are a blessing in my life. Lord, I thank you that you're a keeper, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you are the King of Kings. And I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over me." And, you know, we just got to keep praising him. Keep praising him. Every time you think of complaint, praise, praise, praise. Let praise come out of your mouth. He said, let the upright, in other words, the righteous, praise him. He protects us every night while we sleep. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness. Now, you know he kind. You know some of the sins we committed, he could have taken us out. But because of his kindness and his mercy, he has kept us on the face of the earth. We don't have anything to complain about. The word of God says that you know, he is truth, and his truth endureth forever. We serve a great God, a mighty God. He's a holy God. So it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1. I tell you what, let's have testimony time. If you have a testimony that you want to share, press 1 and give us a brief testimony. If you're already on live, you can just share a testimony. Nobody have a testimony this morning? Well, I have one. I'll never forget. Years ago, I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, allow me to retire from teaching doing combat duty in the public schools." And so it came a time where he allowed me to retire, but I made him a promise. I said, "Lord, if you let me retire, I'll teach children about you." "Okay, Miss Ludell, I see you. I'm going to let you come on in just a second. Hold on." So he let me teach children about him. And daily, I try to teach children, even when I'm in Walmart, I smile at them, or I talk to them, or sometimes I get to hold them at church, or the babies come to me. So, you know, we're really blessed that we can call on the Most High God. So I thank God that, we can call on him. Now, my testimony, I'm sorry I was distracted. Someone texted me just now. I was a little bit distracted, but please forgive me. But anyway, what I was going to say was he allowed me to retire. And I remember I was checking my checking account by phone one day. And all of a sudden, when I was checking my checking account, there was a over, $1,000, almost $2,000 extra. And I said, wait a minute, somebody made a mistake and put in my number thinking they're putting their money in their account. So it was like about 3 or 4 in the morning, 2 or 3, I don't know, someone in the 8 a.m., early. So I couldn't wait till the bank opened. I called the bank and I said, somebody made a mistake and put some money in my account. I said, who put it in there? And they said, the school board. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to call them and find out let them know they made a mistake. So I'm thinking it's a mistake all along, right? So I called the school board and I told them that morning, I said, you put, you know, some money in my account and I'm retired. And they said, okay, we'll take it back. And so they never did take it back. After a couple of weeks, I called them. I wrote a letter. I took the letter and had it, certified, all of that. I did all of the things, you know, faxed them, everything. And I went down there. They still didn't take the money. So I waited and waited for months. They still never took the money. So one day the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know what? You think the school board was paying your salary. He said, I want you to know I was paying your salary. That's your money. Woo! I was praising the Lord. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me that money. And I thank the Lord that, you know what, he gives us. We think that, you know, our employers are paying us, but it's God. It's God. So I thank the Lord this morning. Now, Miss Ludell is coming on live. I'm putting her on live. Miss Ludell, you have a testimony to share with us this morning?
Briefly. I'd like to say good morning to each and every one and to let you know that I know that God has been good to me. 91 years plus 8 months right now. Even within that time, you know that I've been through a lot. But through it all, God still brought me and kept me. And I continue to ask your prayer for you and your congregation that we continue to be together, you know, a long time. And I tell you what, I wanted to sing a little song about this little light of mine, but singing is over with, so hopefully I can catch you another week.
Next week you could sing that song, but are you singing today too and next week? Sing it right now. I want to hear
this little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, yeah, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. This little light of mine. And we should all have a light. If we don't have a light, if we're in darkness, something wrong. We call ourselves children of the Most High God, sons and daughters of God. We got to let our light shine.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, always have to open our mouths to let our light shine. We just got to live a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
We got to live a particular way. We can't say one thing and do another. We got to be aligned with perfect will. So I thank the Lord this morning, Miss Ludell. That was awesome. This little light of mine. And sometimes the children sing that, and I give them a little flashlight to go around their little neck, and we just turn it around and sing. Oh, they love that song, and those flashlights just be shining all over. They have so much fun. So I thank you, Miss Ludell. Now, don't forget, next week is Children's Day, and I want you to sing that song, This Little Light of Mine.
All right.
All right. Anybody else? I'm grateful this morning that Attorney Rhonda Peoples Waters came on and talking about family and how parents job train up the children in the way that they should go. And it's parents' job to, you know, look out for the children, protect them, and teach them right from wrong while they're little. And, you know, she's going through a tough case. She talks about a case that's coming up here in Florida where this woman was protecting herself from her husband, and she just shot. I think she shot into the ceiling or something, but they gave her 20 years just for trying to protect herself. But, you know, right now it's so much going on in our judicial system that we have to, she asked for prayers, that we continually pray for her, Rhonda People's Water. So remember her, put her on your prayer list, pray for her. She says she's coming up a court case with Judge Norton. So, you know, let's pray for Judge Norton, that the Lord would give him a heart of flesh, a heart of compassion, and pray that the threefold court of righteousness, justice, and truth will prevail in our courtroom, because there's a lot of things going on now. They're calling wrong right, and they're calling right wrong, you know, in God's, around God, in God's people. So we got to be careful. We got to be real careful today, and we got to stay prayed up. We got to pray for each other, not just for ourselves. I hear some people pray for themselves. We got to pray for each other so that we all covered. It's fine to pray for yourself, but pray more for others than you pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your city. Pray for your state. Pray for America. Pray for President Obama. You know, a lot of us need to shut the TV down. Sometimes, you know, I believe there's going to come a time where we ain't going to be able to have TVs. I went to, last weekend, I thank God for your patience. I went to a ladies' retreat in Lake Placid, Florida. And it was on the grounds. I mean, we got on the ground. This was a place about 30 acres. And they host religious groups, people who are going in there to praise the Lord. They host children who are going in there to be taught by the Lord. They have crosses around and benches outside where you can worship and praise God. They had, it was a ladies' retreat. Well, it was mostly ladies. There was one gentleman there who was doing the taping. He was videotaping. But it was mostly ladies. And I tell you, the word was profound. The praise was high. It was given by a mighty woman of God, Apostle Carol S. Bow. She hosted it. And she'll be in Jacksonville soon, so I pray that we'll be able to go and hear her speak. She's going to do a prayer rally here in Jacksonville. And she's, you know, sent to go out and tell the lost about Jesus, and tell even the saved to spread the word. So I thank God for the opportunity to go this weekend to that retreat. It was such a blessing. I heard the word of God, and it was on the power that God has given women. You know, a lot of times women are shut down, and they say, y'all can't be preachers, you can't be pastors, you can't be apostles, you can't be this, and you can't be that. But the word of God tells us differently. You know, when you look at the women of God in the Word, Esther, Deborah, she was a judge. Esther was a queen. You know, you look at those powerful women. Look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. Look at those women. Elizabeth, her cousin. They carry God's anointing. Look at Sarah, Abraham's wife, a woman who birthed. Even Eve. A lot of times we say, oh, Eve did us wrong. But look. If it hadn't been for Eve, we wouldn't be here. It would just been Adam and Eve all the days, forever. But she, even though she sinned, just like we do, she was the woman who gave the first birth to a human being. So I thank God for Adam and Eve, that they followed God's law when he said, be fruitful and multiply. That's what they did. And so it was about the power of women. So I thank God for allowing me to go to that women's retreat this weekend. And like I said, just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, because we need to pray that, you know, our children will be trained. They're getting shot on the street because they out all times of night. They doing criminal activities. children I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just teenagers. I'm talking about young ones. Children are runners. They are running drugs from one place to the other so they can have money. Young children, 7, 8 years old, 6 years old, drug runners. The drug dealers grab them. You better grab them. You know, when we were growing up, the whole neighborhood used to correct us. You know your dad and your mama don't allow you to do that. You better hush your mouth. Stop that fighting. Get in home. Go on home. And before you got there, your mother done heard the word. They didn't even have a telephone. But the word got forth. Now we live with the phone. We sleep with the phone. We eat with the phone. We drive with the phone. We do everything with the phone. But the word was spread quicker when we, even when we didn't have a phone. Miss Ludell will tell you. You know, she lived during that generation, Ms. Ludell, you lived during that generation where people didn't have telephones, but they took care of people. Tell us a little bit about that, Ms. Ludell.
Well, it was such a thing as no telephone, no radios, no nothing, but it was a visitation among peoples, you know, because they would always come and visit you and don't get sick. You would have company from across the creek and old little streams of water down through the woods where I used to travel just to get to your house and do something for you, you know. But now, you know, you can be living right next door to each other, and the one in this house don't know whether the other one's sick, and the houses are right there together. But it wasn't like that when I came along. It was not, you know. We could visit each other. We could talk to my, they could talk to my children, and I could talk to their children. And then if I had spanked your child, when it got home, the parent would spank it as well. But see, now you can't even now spank your own child. And it's just a shame, I tell you the truth. You can't spank your own child now. But I spanked mine. I went out there and just stripped the plum tree with a switch and tore the leaves off it and legs. I mean, I break them legs up. But one of the little boys, a boy, ain't a boy now, he's real grown. He tell me, Ludell, say, I tell you the truth, say, one thing about it, I say, I know I whip y'all. So he said, Aunt Ludell said, you didn't whip us enough. But I did, because they all are good boys and good girls are right now. So that's the difference in that day when I came along 90-some years ago until this day. But God's still in control of everything. We all know that.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell. Yep, just like she said, you know, there were times, you know, if a neighbor was sick, one would be outside washing clothes, and they say, hey, heard Miss So-and-so sick? What you going to do? Well, I'll cook the food. Well, what you going to do? Well, I will make sure that the children, you know, get to school on time, and I'll wash clothes. And each one of them, they would do different things. So I thank God right now that, oh, my God. Yes, Lord. So, anyway, I thank God, you know, what he's doing in his people. It's time for us to start looking out for each other again.
Right.
I believe that if the people of God will rise up and look out for their neighbors, that we wouldn't be killing each other. People wouldn't be dying. The children wouldn't be dying. If we would correct the children. When we see them, I still correct them. I don't care. I want them to live. They out there ripping and running and fighting each other. I say, uh-uh. No. Go on. Stop it now. And I remember even when I taught school, my principal called me in because I said this. I said to her, called me in the office, but the children were acting up. The boys was about ready to fight. What I did was, my children hardly ever fought, but this particular day they wanted to fight. So they were starting to fight, and I said, kill him, kill him, kill him. And they looked at each other, the two boys that was getting ready to fight, they looked at each other, and they said, come on here, man, Miss Gannon crazy. Come on. They stopped fighting. But my job was to defuse the fight, not to get them to kill each other, but to defuse the fight so they wouldn't fight. It sounded terrible. My principal didn't understand. The child told his mother, one of them, the troublemaker told his mother. His mother complained to the principal. She called me in. I said, ma'am, I was defusing the fight. Soon as I said kill each other, they stopped it. Well, don't tell them that no more. I guess what? They ain't trying to fight no more neither. So, thank God. All right, Brother David, I got your text, and we will be praying. If you need to say something, you just press 1 at any time. All right. So salvation, you know what? God want all of us saved. He don't want not one lost. You know when the shepherd was taking care of the 99. The shepherd was taking care of the 99, and one strayed away, the shepherd wasn't happy. He said, oh, no, one of the ones that I'm responsible for are gone. And that's how we need to be with our children or whomever. If you're a pastor, of the church, we need to be responsible. If one leaves the fold, we need to say, wait a minute, one of them missing. But sometimes children are trailing behind their parents. They don't know if one is straight away or not. You see two-year-olds walking by themselves down the street, parents way ahead. Somebody could stop in a car or go run outside and grab them. They wouldn't even know they were gone. But we got to let our children walk in front of us. Some of them say, well, they're too slow. You know what people used to do? They used to have wagons. And they would pull the children on the wagon. They would pull them so that they would be right with them. And, you know, they didn't let their children fight. They would get the switch, like Ms. Ludell said, and they would stop them from fighting. So, you know, like I said, it's salvation time. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God saved us. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it's salvation time. Anybody on here is not saved, press 1. If you come on later and you're not saved, the Lord said if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you believe in your heart that God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Confess it with your mouth. I believe that Christ raised Jesus from the dead, and he lives with the Father forevermore. He is interceding for you and me. And, you know, backsliding is a thing. It should be a thing of the past. But many people are backsliding. They're taking offense to everything that's going on. Revelations 2:4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. What's some of the causes of backsliding? You know, we can't leave God. We got to stay with him. He ain't going to never leave you. So, you know, these are some of the causes of backsliding. Absence of spiritual leaders. You know, when they just feeding you what you want to hear, they after your heart. They're not after God's heart, some of those leaders. The evil associations, people we hang around, those evil associations, those are causing, you know, lots of problems with us. You listen to your friends. I remember one time God told me not to answer the phone. One of my friends was called, and I disobeyed him. And, boy, we had the biggest blow-up, she and I. We didn't speak for I don't care what I said to her. I apologized, but it didn't help for over a year. It was an associate. It was just what God told me, and I disobeyed him. So he cut it off. Worldly success. You know, a lot of times when we get worldly success, we get a lot of money. We feel like, what do we need with God? We got everything, but we forgot that he gave us the money. Emptiness in life. Sometimes we just feel empty, lonely. And instead of calling on God, we just, you know, back away from God. Lack of spiritual insight. Sometimes, you know, God show us things and we just, or tell us things. We say, something told me. No, it was God that told you and warned you. Love of the world. We can't love the world. Don't you know the devil tried to offer Jesus the world and Jesus already owned the world. So we have to grow spiritually. We have to grow and produce fruit. We have to grow in Christ. We have to grow in love. We have to grow into perfection. We have to grow through studying the Word of God. We have to grow through accretion. That's adding to our faith virtue, to our virtue knowledge. We have to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I thank God today for what he's doing. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. If you're already on live, you can state your prayer request. Hold on, Ms. Ludell. I put you on mute for a minute. All right, prayer request.
Anybody I have one.
Okay, Karen.
I have a friend that's in the hospital.
Okay. All right, we'll lift up your friend. All right, any more prayer requests? Press 1. Okay, Brother David, hold on. I'm going to put you on. All right, Brother David, you on?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? We missed you this morning. I'm glad you came on, though.
Good morning. I'm blessed and grateful. Unfortunately, I was at my computer editing video. I thought the show started at 10 o'clock.
You forgot, huh? Every week you come on 9 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. That 1 week off then threw me for a loop.
Oh, I apologize. I went to a ladies' retreat. I was telling everybody.
Yes, ma'am. I just asked for prayer for my son. Like I told you, he got in a second accident with his car. And, fortunately, he's okay. Everything's okay. But I was trying to talk to him and tell him, you know, you need to ride the tri-rail down there and take some time to yourself and read a book. You know, do something different than hanging with the crowd and hanging out. And he don't want to hear none of what I'm telling him to do. As long as you keep being around certain elements and doing certain things, stuff going to continue to happen to you. And see, they don't like to listen. They don't want you to speak like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have a benefit when you have an individual like me that's been through life and I've done things and I've encountered things and blessings been withheld. You know, and you feel like if you share that with somebody, they're going to take it. But do you know they want to, they just don't listen. So you kind of understand how God is with us through other people because you want mm-hmm. the best for them. But for some reason, they just won't heed to the warning. So I just ask for extra prayer in that situation for, you know, my son to have wisdom and discernment and realize that the primary goal is for him to get his education down there and to be effective in life, not just hang out and be friendly and, win people over and all that stuff. So I just ask for prayer in that area.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want prayer? Press 1, please. Okay, hold on. I believe it's Mariba. Hold on. Good morning, Mariba. How are you?
Good morning. I like prayer for my son and my daughter. For, you know, healing from alcoholism and healing with Deborah, her whole body. And financial blessings for them. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Oh, and stand in agreement with me for a better car, transportation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pray for our president that he make right, godly decisions regardless what. And the peace, for the peace of Israel. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any more requests, press 1. All righty. So pray. I'll pray for you and your family. Hallelujah. Moko sheba kade uraba kashe didio kore didi akashe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, we bless you, Lord God. We come to bless your name. We come to lift your name on high. We come to thank you for being Almighty God, Almighty King, the great and mighty Father. Lord, we bless and honor you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord, you are King, you are Shepherd, and you are our friend. Greater love have no man than you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you would keep our soul and deliver us, O God. O Father God, we pray that you would be pleased to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. O God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us in your righteousness, O God. Deliver us, O God, out of the hand of every enemy. Deliver us from prosecutors, O God. Deliver us, O God, from the great waters. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from oppression, suppression, depression, O God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us according to your holy word. In the name of Jesus, deliver our souls from lying lips and deceitful tongues. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from our enemies and hide us, O God. Surround us with songs of deliverance in the name of Jesus. O Father God, command deliverances for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for delivering us from all evil, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that no evil will touch us. In the name of Jesus, O God, put to shame those who wish us evil, O God. Let no evil disease cleave to our bodies. O God, in the name of Jesus, we will not be afraid of evil tidings. We will not be visited with evil. We will refrain our feet from every evil way, and so that we might keep your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you are a great deliverer. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we know you to be the great and mighty healer. You an awesome King, a mighty God. We just praise you this morning. We bless and honor you and thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Now, Father, I lift up your daughter Karen's friend that's in the hospital. You know the name of her friend. You even know how many hairs her friend has on her head. You know everything concerning her friend. Send the word and heal her, O God. In the name of Jesus, rise her up out of her bed of affliction and allow her to lift holy hands and praise you like never before. O God, we thank you that you are a mighty King, a great God, Lord God Almighty. And Father God, you know that you have told us to be fruitful and multiply, and Brother David has obeyed you, O God. He has two precious sons. And Lord, you know sometimes your kosher evil influence can hinder our lives, can cause problems in our lives. So, Father God, I thank you that even through the first accident, you kept him. And even when the second accident came, you kept him, because Brother David is continuously on the wall praying for his children, counseling them, talking with them, O God. And Father God, his oldest child, O God, in the name of Jesus, has been rebellious and stubborn and not listening, O God. But we bind that stubborn, rebellious spirit up, and we send it back to the pits of hell. Everything that's trying to take him out of this world, we send it, the fire of God, against it. We bind every inherited curse from him through his bloodline. In the name of Jesus, we go back 20 generations, and we sever every inherited curse from him, every bloodline curse, every word curse spoken over him. Every word curse has come out of his mouth. We sever it right now at the root. Oh, Father God, give David Emmanuel Jr. wisdom. Give him discernment, oh God. Give him great wisdom just like you gave Solomon, just like you gave Daniel. Give him wisdom in the name of Jesus, just like you gave David wisdom, oh God, to kill a bear, to kill a lion and a giant. So, Father, we just bless you this morning. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do for David Emmanuel Sr.'s family. I thank you that his younger son is listening and being obedient, O God. I thank you, Father God, that everything is well in his family, Father God. We decree and declare it so right now in the name of Jesus. And as a father, O God, let him take rule and authority over this situation before it continues, O God. Give Brother David Sr. wisdom, knowledge, understanding of how to handle this situation, how to pray, how to intercede, how to make corrections, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Lord. We honor you. And Lord Mariba, your precious daughter, your intercessor, your woman, wailing woman, she is concerned about her son. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for salvation, deliverance, and healing from substance abuse, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, give him a taste for your word. Let him hunger and thirst for righteousness. instead of alcohol, oh God. Let him lose the taste in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up her daughter and I pray healing virtue over her body, healing virtue. Every organ is healthy. We prophesy, we decree every organ in her body is healthy, that she walks in divine health and healing. We look forward to the testimony of how you healed her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for a financial blessing for Mariba and for her family in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the transportation that you have available for her in the name of Jesus, loading her up with benefits daily. And Lord, we thank you for our nation, America, oh God. We stand in agreement with your will for our nation, America. In the name of Jesus, we pray against terrorism in our country. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we say terrorism is a thing of the past in our nation, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you are covering America with your precious blood, oh, God. I repent on behalf of our nation right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I repent for every way that we have stepped out of your path. Oh, God, I repent, Father God, for secret faults of our nation. I repent for every error of our nation. Oh, God, I repent, Father God, for perverse ways of our nation. I repent for murdering spirits in our nation, oh, God. I repent, Father God, for the sins we've done against you, sins we've done against each other, sins we've done against your people. Forgive us, oh, God. Create in America a clean heart, oh, God. Clean up our nation, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing for our nation, America, oh, God. I pray for the leader of our nation, President Obama, oh, God. Let light come into him, oh, God, like never before. Oh, Father God, I make prayer, supplication, intercession, and give you thanks for the people of this nation, for our great leader, President Obama. I thank you for them living in peace in the name of Jesus, godliness and honesty. Oh, God, let our leaders be just. Let them rule by the fear of you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let our leaders fall down before you and let our nation serve you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let the poor and needy people in our nation be delivered in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we lift up Israel, oh, God, particularly the Gaza Strip, the Gaza Strip, oh, God. We ask you, oh, God, that they not bow down before false gods. Oh, God, you're called out people. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, that they will begin to bow down before you, a holy and a righteous God. So this morning, Father God, we just praise you. We honor you and we bless you and we thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for what you've done already. We give you praise and thanks. And, Father, I lift up every person on Bible Storyland, those who came on, those who are on now, those who will come on later, and I thank you for preserving us unto you, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I bless your holy, righteous name. You are a mighty king. You are the great and mighty God, and we call upon your name. We say you are our creator. You are our Lord. We call you Lord. So, Father, help us to praise you with our whole hearts, to give our whole hearts to you, not to do idle things, but to worship, to praise, to study your word in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Oh, Father God, keep all of our families healthy. Keep us healthy and well. We thank you for loading us up with those benefits every day. We thank you for giving us the desires of our heart. We just praise you because you are good and you are great and you are greatly to be praised. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you as Lord. We exalt you as King. We exalt you as the mighty shepherd, mighty God of you. Oh, we are grateful this morning, and we thank you that we could call on a great God like you, that you don't turn a deaf ear, that you hear our hearts' cries even before we open our mouths. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning I have an announcement to make, and I make it weekly. Zion Hope Academy, Big Hands, Little Hands, is open again from 3 to 6 p.m. for tutoring. I'm the administrator, Caritha Gantling, Sister G. You can call for details, 504-931-7399 or 904-7399. 768-5008. Presently, I have some little ones and one teenager, and they are learning. I'm teaching them about God and his ways, and they are becoming smarter than their friends, just like Daniel and his friends. You know, because Daniel did the will of God, God put brilliance in him. He was knowledgeable in all areas, science and math and every area. But mostly he was knowledgeable about the Most High God. And I know he didn't just get it from breathing the air. I do believe that his parents instilled it in him from the womb all the way to, you know, before he was called to serve the king. And he was wise. He was a wise young man. And so was his friend, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were all wise. So read those stories to your children. And I say stories, I mean open the Bible and read them and tell your children to read them. The young man that I was tutoring the other day, we were reading the story of Daniel. We started in chapter 1. And you may wonder, well, what's that got to do with academics? But if a child can read the Word of God, they can read any book in the world because it's very difficult to read the Word. And I'll say it again. The Word of God has some words in it. You really got to try to sound out and figure out. But when you read the Word of God daily, you become wiser. You become smarter. You become more like God. You become healed in your body, your mind, and your soul. So, hey, get on it. Get the dust off of it. Read, read, read the Word. 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 Study the Word. Study the Word. Study the Word. I can't begin to tell you enough. Now, here's what I want you to know, that I love each of you so much. And I thank God for each of you coming on Bible Storyland Weekly. I'm grateful you came on with us. Next Saturday is Children's Day. So tell your children, your grandchildren, your neighborhood children, children at your church, give them the number to join us on Bible Storyland. You know the number, 1-619-789-4313, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mariba has to get up a little earlier. She comes on at 8 o'clock her time, Central Standard Time. But we come on 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I believe Minister Donna Hawkins has to get up a little earlier because I don't know if they're on a different time or not. But God loves each of you very much. Let's show our love back to him. Don't just let him pour his love on us and we don't show him that we love him. How do we show him? Obedience, obey what he tells you. And how you going to know if you don't study the Word? He's given us specific things in the Word that he wants us to obey. So obey, and don't just say something told me. Say God told me. Say I heard God's voice. You know, you hear something. It's God's voice talking. Now, you know when the devil talks because he tell you, oh, she said this about you. He said that. They don't like you. This. He tell you all that negative stuff. But God will tell you truth. And how you know? From reading the Word, studying the Word, you can hear his voice on the inside of you saying, you know, it's time for you to shut the TV off. Read the Word. Study the Word. Show yourself pleasing to me. So read and study the Word daily. Obey what the Word says. Obey what God says. And don't forget to pray and intercede for me, for your family, for your church family, for your friends, for your neighbors, and your enemies. God say, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you. And he said, pray for your enemies. You know, Saul was the enemy of many, many people. And then God stopped him on the road to Damascus. So we're praying for a Damascus experience for those who are not saved, that they will become Paul's apostles. Hallelujah. All right. Live according to God's plan for you daily. God loves you so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Look forward to hearing from you next week. Love you. Bye.
Hello.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.